Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life. God is my shepherd, so nothing shall I want. I rest in the meadows of faithfulness and love. I walk by the quiet waters of peace. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life. Gently you raise me and heal my weary soul. You lead me by pathways of righteousness and truth. My spirit shall sing the music of your name. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life. Though I should wander the valley of death, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. Your rod and your staff, my comfort and my hope. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. May the name of the Lord be praised now and forevermore. Amen. My brothers and sisters, today is the fourth Sunday of Easter year A. Our first reading is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 14, verse 36 to verse 41. Our psalm today is Psalm 23. Our second reading is taken from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 20 to 25. Our gospel reading is taken from St. John's Gospel chapter 10, verse 1 to 10. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is to shepherd to greener pasture. To shepherd to greener pasture. My brothers, my sisters, as we prepare to step out of our homes after days of lockdown, we must pray. We must pray that our leaders and those who occupy positions of authority may be re-inspired to console mourners, give succor to helpless individuals and families, and to shepherd the faithless back to fresher and greener pastures where success and peace repose. If we fail to pray, I repeat, if we fail to pray, our leaders, our parents might fail to rise to the occasion after the lockdown. Having been re-energized by the Holy Spirit, Peter and the 11, who had been on lockdown for fear of the Jews, overcame fear, stepped out of their comfort zones, and courageously proclaimed the good news of Jesus, Lord and Savior of the world. By the power of the Holy Spirit, they led 3,000 converts to repentance. Romans chapter 2, verse 4. God leads us to repentance. Thus, the apostles rose to the occasion after their lockdown. Remember, Jesus had prayed for them that none would be lost. And the apostles led the people and opened wide the pathway that leads to Christ, who is the only way to the heart of our compassionate Father. Thus, in today's gospel reading, Jesus declared that he is the true shepherd and the gate of the sheepfold. In other words, Jesus is the hoped for Davidic good shepherd Messiah foretold by the prophet Ezekiel in chapter 34. The one who comes to lay down his life for the sheep. He calls, he cares, and he leads them into the pasture of eternal life. Unlike the Jewish leaders who rejected the good news, who were also identified in the today's gospel reading as thieves and brigands who come only to steal, kill, and destroy, Jesus is not just the Messiah. He is the Son of God who comes as foretold in Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 11, he comes to search for his flock, to seek them out, to lead them to green pasture, and to grant them eternal life. Thus, Father Geoffrey Plant notes that Jesus is the gate through whom we have access to good pasture, and the means by which the sheepfold is protected. In other words, without the good shepherd's guidance, we would lose our souls in the labyrinth of life. I repeat, without the good shepherd's guidance, we would lose our souls in the labyrinth or in the maze of life. Thus, we must ask, as the people did in today's first reading, what must we do, brothers? What must I do in order to have eternal life? In other words, in response, St. Peter notes in the second reading of today, we must come back to the shepherd and guardian of our souls. In other words, in order to be the good and successful commissioners, as noted by Archbishop John Wilson, after the lockdown, we must re-enter the sheepfold of Christ, ask for a renewal of the Spirit, and develop one heart and mind with Christ. I repeat, in order to be good and successful commissioners or good and successful shepherds after the lockdown, we must re-enter the sheepfold of Christ, ask for a renewal of the Spirit, and develop one heart and mind with Christ. Consequently, our footprints would reveal the footsteps of the Good Shepherd, which will be followed by those seeking and yearning for Christ and restoration after the lockdown. Therefore, my brothers, my sisters, you must not fail to pray. I must not fail to pray. We must not fail to pray. We must not fail to return to Jesus, the Good Shepherd, to return to the sheepfold. And we must not fail to lead and guide the vulnerable to success as Jesus leads us, as Jesus led his apostles, as Jesus leads us today when we say, yes, yes, Lord, lead me. Yes, Lord, take me, hold me, and lead me to paradise. You cannot journey on your own. We must call on him to teach us how to lead and to help us to lead. And at the end of the day, the name of the Lord will be praised now and forevermore. Amen. As you journey back to the Lord, may He bless you and may He protect you. As you rise from these moments of lockdown, may the Lord replenish. May the Lord provide for you. May the Lord bless you. May the light of Christ shine upon you. You will not lack. You will find. You will see the face of the Lord, and the goodness of the Lord would be revealed to you, and you will glory in the Lord again. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Of my life, I will dream.